Mom really laid into Dad, screeching that it was all his fault that we were here, that I was dying. You could hear them outside the tent. Mom told him that a real man would know what to do. She called him a wimp and a coward. She said he wanted us to die so that he could run away and live like the faggot she always knew he was. Dad told her to shut the fuck up. Dad never swore. I heard something. A crack from outside. Mom came back in, holding a clump of snow over her right eye. Dad followed her. He didn't say anything. He had this look on his face I'd never seen before, like he was a different person. He grabbed my survival radio, the one people'd tried to buy or steal for a long time, and went out toward the RV. He came back 10 minutes later without the radio, but with a big bucket of this steaming hot stew. It was so good. Mom told me not to eat too fast. She fed me in little spoonfuls. She looked relieved. She was crying a little. Dad still had that look. The look I had myself in a few months when Mom and Dad both got sick and I had to feed them.
I kneel to examine the bone pile. They've all been broken. The marrow extracted.
Winter really hit us in early December. The snow was over our heads, literally, mountains of it, thick and gray from the pollution. The camp got silent. No more fights, no more shooting. By Christmas Day, there was plenty of food.
She holds up what looks like a miniature femur. It's been scraped clean by a knife.
They say 11 million people died that winter. And that's just in North America. That doesn't count the other places, Greenland, Iceland, Scandinavia. I don't want to think about Siberia, all those refugees from southern China, the ones from Japan who'd never been outside a city, and all those poor people from India. That was the first gray winter, when the filth in the sky started changing the weather. They say that a part of that filth, I don't know how much, was ash from human remains.
She plants a marker above the pit.
It took a long time, but eventually the sun did come out. The weather began to warm, the snow finally began to melt. By mid-July, spring was finally here. And so were the living dead.
One of the other team members calls us over. A zombie is half buried, frozen from the waist down in the ice. The head, arms, and upper torso are very much alive, thrashing and moaning and trying to claw toward us.
Why do they come back after freezing? All human cells contain water, right? And when that water freezes, it expands and bursts the cell walls. That's why you can't just freeze people in suspended animation. So then why does it work for the living dead?
The zombie makes one great lunge in our direction. Its frozen lower torso begins to snap. Jessica raises her weapon, a long iron crowbar, and casually smashes the creature's skull.